With SDPB News, I'm John Wynn. Governor Kristi Noem wants to defend Title IX protections by declaring boys play boys sports and girls play girls sports, in essence preventing transgender girls from participating in sports. She's reaching out to other governors and attorneys general to join her. Transgender advocates in the state say she hasn't reached out to them. SDPB's Lise Trubinger has more.
Governor Noem says her office has been studying Title IX cases since September and doesn't think the bill that reached her desk would hold up in the courts. Following conservative backlash for her partial veto of a bill restricting transgender girls from playing on girls' sports teams, Noem wants to bring together other states and stakeholders to defend themselves from any NCAA retaliation.
For decades, women have fought for an equal playing field, for equal opportunities, for scholarship money, for programs they can participate in, and to be treated the same as men. That's what Title IX is all about. And it's being threatened by some of the conversations that are happening at the national level, different policies that are happening.
Noem says she thinks her changes to the legislation will not get struck down by Title IX protections because it only deals with K-12 athletics. However, South Dakota schools are subject to Title IX protections because they receive federal funding from the Education Department. Families with transgender children have been trying to meet with Governor Noem to talk about the legislation. Susan Williams is with the Transformation Project.
We do hope that she will meet with us, as our children are the ones who will be directly affected by this legislation. Knowledge really is power, and we believe Governor Noem cannot make an informed decision without meeting with transgender South Dakotans to learn about their experiences and the daily challenges that they face.
Lawmakers will consider Governor Noem's style-informed veto next Monday. Noem has also threatened to call a special legislative session to take up the issue if need be. The South Dakota High School Athletics Association already has a transgender athlete policy in place. In the last 8 years, it's been used once. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Lee Strubinger in Rapid City.
One of the athletes who joined Governor Kristi Noem for a recent press conference faces insider trading accusations. SDPB's Seth Tupper reports.
Jack Brewer is a retired NFL player. He played for the Minnesota Vikings and other teams. Brewer appeared virtually with the governor to support her new Title IX initiative.
I am so proud to stand with Governor Kristi Noem as she defends Title IX and defends girls' sports as we know it.
The governor launched the initiative to stop boys and transgender girls from competing in girls' sports. Brewer also attended the governor's State of the State address in January and traveled the country last fall campaigning for then-President Donald Trump. Federal regulators in New York filed a civil complaint against Brewer in August. They say he gained inside information about a company he advised and endorsed. The company operates a communication network for law enforcement officers. Regulators allege Brewer sold 100,000 shares of the company's stock just days before the price fell by 30%. Regulators say that prevented Brewer from losing $35,000. The most recent public documents filed in the case say prosecutors and Brewer are negotiating a settlement. Governor Noem's spokesman, Ian Fury, points out in an email response that Brewer's case is civil, not criminal. Fury also says Brewer has done charitable work with inner-city youth and prisoners. Fury also wrote to SDPB, "I'm disappointed in your real-time attempt to cancel Mr. Brewer," end quote. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Seth Tupper.
120 people are out of work in Hill City, where a sawmill is closing down. SDPB's Seth Tupper reports.
Nyman Enterprises says it's closing the facility after 53 years of operation. In a news release, the company blames the U.S. Forest Service for logging restrictions in the Black Hills. Company president Jim Nyman was not immediately available for an interview. In the news release, he says, "I never thought I would see the day when we would be out of options to keep all our facilities running." The Forest Service did not respond to a request for comment. Nyman Enterprises is part of an industry group called the Black Hills Forest Resource Association. Ben Wootke is the association's executive director.
This has a tremendous impact on our capacity to manage and care for the forest. And of course, a tremendous impact on our communities as well, who rely on jobs and employment through the forest products industry for the economic well-being of the communities in the Black Hills.
In addition to the Hill City operation, Nyman Enterprises has another sawmill in Spearfish and additional facilities in Wyoming, Colorado, and Oregon. The U.S. Forest Service is assessing the sustainability of logging in the Black Hills National Forest. A draft research report recommends a drop in timber harvest to maintain trees suitable for logging. Bob Burns is a member of a conservation group called the Norbeck Society. He says the group has asked the Forest Service to reduce logging for several years. Burns says the damage to the forest may already be done.
We've warned that if the timber volumes get too low, we'll be losing lumber mills. And apparently that's what's happened.
The Forest Service's final report on sustainable logging levels is expected soon. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Seth Tupper in Rapid City.
Authorities say a shipping delay in steel has pushed back the timeline for construction of the new Watertown Regional Airport Terminal. Airport manager Todd Syrie says the delay will require an extra month or so for construction, likely moving completion to early next year. Construction on the 25,000-square-foot terminal began in November. Syrie says other aspects of the project, including completion of the foundation and elevator shaft, are on schedule. The new building is expected to cost between $17 million to $20 million. That's your daily news update. Follow SDPB News on social and visit sdpb.org/news to keep up with our journalism as it comes in. Thank you for listening.